The Jacksonville Zoo and Gardens says it needs to raise $250,000 in donations by this Sunday. The zoo is trying to make up for millions in losses due to COVID-19. The city-owned Jacksonville Zoo did receive millions in federal CARES Act aid, but because it's seeing only 60% of its normal attendance since reopening in May, it's still millions of dollars in the red. Executive Director Tony Vecchio says the financial struggles do not affect the animals, though.
Our animals are getting the best quality care, and they always will. There are other places we could cut the budget if we needed to before we would ever sacrifice care of the animals. So we're doing the best we can.
But cuts have been necessary as cleaning increases and gift shops are shut down. The Zoo-a-thon fundraiser runs until Sunday. Whoever donates the most will be able to name the zoo's baby mandrill monkey. Sky LeBron, WJCT News 89.9.